Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are still going to be praying, and I want your heart not to be tired praying. It's very, very important. And I actually have about 3 days conference I've been doing so far, and I have the conference today by 8 o'clock. So I'll give you a charge in the next 15 minutes, then I will begin praying and I will leave you praying. Is that okay? So I'm not running from prayer, I'm going for a conference. There are about 1,000 people waiting online, connected for the past 3 days. I'm teaching them about the rise of an apostolic and a prophetic generation. It's very important. And I need you to understand that you may look casual right now, but you are part of the recruitment that the Lord is recruiting in this end time. Right now, God is not working with strong men, He's working with weak men that He can help. I need you to understand that the systems of the operations of God does not lie upon the strength of a man. It lies upon the agency of the Spirit. The reason why we pray the way we pray is because we are weak men seeking for the help of the Lord. And that is why God has left a lot of infirmities in your life so that you can be able to reach out to Him for help. And that is why any man that refuses to reach out to God for help begins to backslide. The reason why men backslide is not because others do not have insufficiency of strength like them, but it's simply because they in themselves do not see the necessity and the need for the Lord to renew their strength. I want us to raise an uproar today for the body of Christ and for the ministers in the body of Christ, as well as for your brothers and sisters. As many that has begun in this journey, and today somehow they have laid down the crown that was on upon their head, and somehow the devil has win in keeping to their life. One of the greatest challenges of prayer people is that when they backslide, their backsliding gets too worse. Normal men in the church settings, when they backslide, no one, they return back to a normal life. But when a Christian that is a prayer warrior backslide, one of the greatest challenges in his life is that he can never come up again, as though he crucified God anew. Because prayer men have access to deep mysteries of God. And because of the mysteries of God that they have access to, when they backslide, it's as though they partake of the tree of life, and now they are beyond redemption. Because somehow there was a strength at working in their life that no man can ever understand. And now they are backslidden. Everything you know about scripture, they know. They have encountered almost every realm. Every experience they have already had it. What do you want to tell them again? So it becomes a clarion call for us to begin to intercede as watchmen and intercessors, gatekeepers of our region. It's not just a cliche when we talk about priesthood, it's your ability to be able to preserve another soul, not to perish in hell. He said, Peter, I pray for you. The devil desires to swift you like a reed, but I have prayed for you so that you can stand. And when you are strengthened, he says, strengthen your brethren. The reason why we are crying for people to pray is because the life of a generation depends upon it. The supply of prayer is insufficient in the body of Christ. There are too many preachers. Every time you go to church, every Sunday, men are preaching, but there is not enough time for men to pray. Even if we are supposed to balance prayer with teaching, how many hours do they teach you in church? How many hours do we pray? Highest 10 minutes. And they teach us for 2 hours, teaching us carnal things that cannot edify our spirit. And men return back excited, instead of men to return back with a body in their heart. You are comfortable. Your mother has been sick for the past 10 years. Your brother has not gotten admission. You yourself are suffering from all kinds of things. Why can't you pray? It's simply because you don't see the need for you to reach out to God to help you. And your life remains the way it is. And you are blaming God. You never know that the powers of darkness are too strong enough to ensure that no man prosper in this life. The reason why we call out for prayer is because we know that the general overseer may be too busy in administration, so there may not be need for them to pray. And the reason why we call out for prayer is because we know that every CEO, every business manager may be too busy to pray. But you have enough time right now. What are you doing with your time? You must understand that as others advance in the kingdom in diverse ways, you, part of your responsibility at this time is the responsibility of giving unto God prayer. What can you give unto God that God does not have? Does God need money in heaven? Can you even transport money to heaven? Can you buy a gift of car to God in heaven? There's nothing you can supply that can reach heaven apart from your prayer. When you say your worship, worship is also prayer. There's a dimension of worship. If you worship truly well, in spirit and in truth, you interface with the realm of prayer. When we come to church, we say we come to worship, but what do we do in church? We actually pray. He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Any man that does not pray, he will backslide. It's just a matter of time. When we say you should pray, it's because we know your life depends upon it. All things about in keeping to your life will be sealed up. If you don't pray, there is no way you will ever know what God is doing. The tendency of the devil will be evident in your life. You don't know how you become demonized. You don't know how all the appetite, everything you have ever called darkness, now you are in the same conformity with it. That's why we say you should pray. You will never understand the reason why we stay inside with God, so that our eyes cannot be able to see darkness. It's because we know that darkness has an affinity. We know that the devil himself does not like any of us. And anytime you veer off a little bit, you go too far. Why? Because the wisdom in light. The Bible says, if the darkness in you, if the light in you become darkness, how great will that darkness be? Because the devil know that in the day he capture one man that walk in light, that man can be an emissary of darkness in one night. No wonder anytime you hear the exploit of men in light that they do in darkness, it amazes you. And because of that, many other people backslide because one man of light fall. I need you to understand that there is a greater, there is a clarion call for us to intercede. First of all, for your life. Secondly, for the body of Christ. Don't stay and open your mouth and talk against the minister. You don't understand the warfare they go through on a daily basis. The balance in the equation is never balanced. How many times do we fast as a body of Christ? How many of us are talking about prayer today? We are not many. And how many of us are truly praying, not talking about prayer? How many of you truly pray apart from today? After we pray today, will you still pray again? Or will you be busy for God? Even the common 2 hours of prayer, while we were praying, I was interceding, sweating as much as possible. Simply because, of course, there is no ventilation of air here. As I was sweating, some people were just looking. I said, no wonder. Others will always advance and it will look like a mirage to a man that do not understand the protocol of prayer. Because you will see others rise and you wonder, how do they do it? What you don't understand is this. When they were building capacity, you were there and you were doing nothing. I need you to understand that even if you say you want to balance, let's be frank. How many of you read Bible for 2 hours today? Should we should not pray, we should read the scripture. How many of you truly read the scripture for 2 hours today? You did not engage in scripture. How many of you fasted today? How many of you tell the Lord you love him today? Okay, what do you want us to do? What part of the protocol and ingredient of spiritual growth have you engaged today? You are not faithful in prayer. You are not faithful in obedience. You are not even faithful in studying. You are not even faithful in prayer. And you say your life should advance. How will it advance? Nothing will ever happen like that. It's a lie. And in the day the devil come after you to steal you, to kill you, to destroy you, you begin to cry to everyone. And at that time, men may be too busy. You don't want to know how many times people just want me to come here, come and pray for this, come and pray for this. I say, no, that's not my job. My job is to remain in the secret place of the Most High so that I can continue to abide. If not, I will backslide and they will look for another man of God. Many of you do not understand that the strength of you as you advance is how much more God hide you. The more you advance, God will hide you. Why? Because you need enough energy for you to be able to survive. Sometimes when I get too busy for God, I get angry because I know that when I come out to represent God, my energy is low. The Bible says if you fail in the days of battles, why? Because your strength is small. It is possible for the strength of a believer to be small, although he has strength, because there are different kinds of battles that you require certain kind of strength for you to be able to conquer. Do you know how to build strength in God? Do you know how to remain on fire for God? If you don't, the devil is after you. And the day the devil gets to you, you may never be able to rise again. It's more like, there are certain crop that when you cut them in the middle, they can never grow again. There are some that when you cut them, they will still be able to shoot out from another region. There are others, when you cut them, they are gone and they are gone forever. Some of us, if we backslide, we may never be able to return again. And that's why we must hold on to the grace of the Lord that keeps and preserves. The Bible says, unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, the majesty, dominion, and power, now and forevermore. But how do you keep yourself? He said, Yea, beloved. Building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the way you can only be able to survive in this kingdom is how much more you remain with the Lord. How many of you truly remain with the Lord today? Or you are just busy? And that's how your life will continue being busy. And now they give you little 2 hours for you to cry unto the Lord. You cannot. It will amaze you how you talk about God and yet you are a stranger to the presence of God. It will amaze you how much more you shout that you know Jesus and yet you don't know him. It will amaze you how much you shout that yes, we are doing prayers and yet you cannot pray. Because the evidence of how much more you pray is the transformation that comes after you pray. The evidence of the hours of prayer you pray is the revelation, the wisdom of God and the power and the light that is revealed afterward. Many of you have had tremendous encounter. You told me you saw a cherubim. You told me you saw a seraphim. Why is your life like this? When the cherubim and the seraphim came, why didn't you hold him and say, look at this part of my life, check it. At least spiritually, your life should have advancement. But physically, you are not advancing. Spiritually, you are not advancing. And you say you saw the Lord Jesus Christ, you lied. Men that have encounters, after 2 days, 3 days, it was evident that they have encounter. When Saul encountered Jesus, what happened to him? From that moment, everything he knew before, he couldn't know it again. Everything he wanted to do before, he could not do it again. I was a carnal man. I know what it means to be a carnal man. I know what it means to be a spiritual man. While I was carnal, there was not a day I could not smoke. But immediately when the Lord Jesus appeared to me and stretched forth his light upon me, I tried to watch pornography, I cannot again. I tried to smoke, I cannot smoke again. I tried to drink, I cannot drink again. I tried to keep my bad friends, I cannot keep them again. Why? Another energy came and gave me strength against the former energy. How did you say you encountered the Lord and yet, certain kind of darkness has increased in your life? Certain times something is wrong. And one thing I need to understand is every level you ascend onto, the devil sends certain kind of demons to bring you down. So as you advance, there is every chance and tendency that anger will increase, that loss will increase. But as you remain in the secret place of the Most High, there's an addition and a subtraction. God takes away everything that doesn't look like him and add the things that look like him. So more of you die, more of him is revealed. You must understand that you must always learn the way of prayer. That's the only way you can be purified as a believer. Spend time studying the word. When you are done, continue praying. Apply your wisdom. When you are done, continue praying. Why? Because we have seen over time that men that pray are the ones that survive after a long while. Take all through the generals that have ever lived and the ones that have died before. Take the evidence of what kept them moving. Number one is prayer. There are many psychological people that apply wisdom and do all kinds of things. They change but a few, but the men that pray reach out to generations to come. And what God taught them, we are thinking that we are actually, some of them, we are unlawful for them to utter. Others, we are thinking that build the lives of men. Do you realize that right now your life is upon the trademark of the trading system of God? God is trading with you to see whether you can make profit and make gain to the kingdom. But you have been going on loss. Anytime God puts you on the scene to trade, you bring back with minus. Say he sent them two by two, and these men turn the city upside down. But when the Lord sends you, the city will turn upside down. Many of you are swallowed. If you send you certain society today, you'll be bereft. I remember back days on campus, we were so on fire for God. We said, let's reach out to all those carnal ladies. We take one guy, we send him to this carnal lady, go and convert her. We take this one, we send to this carnal lady, go and convert her. Many of them wait and many of them went and they fall upon the lap of a strange woman. And we felt as though we have done God a disfavor because we thought we were sending these men to the system so that they could go and convert. Some converted, but some fell. Why they fell, they realized that their strength was small. They now realize how they wish they could have built capacity. One of the challenges about this thing is when you will learn at a long time. You will learn when your life has been used as an experimental unit. You must understand that there are no time to learn. What you have to learn right now, ready right now. In the battlefield there is no place for mistake. If you make mistake, you are dead. That is how many people have become casualty of warfare. We took them out for outreaches, when we come back, many of them died. We took them out for outreaches, when we come back, many of them backslide. Because when the devil come, there was no strength to survive. I need you to understand that the devil knows that you can never be consistent for the next 5-6 years. So you must prove him wrong. How do you prove him wrong? You must continually make a deliberate intention that you will never backslide. Let that devil that is trying to see you backsliding wait in vain. There are many people that have been prayed for. They have been laid hands upon. They are today. Their life has never advanced. They look as though that has never happened to them. Why? Simply because they have not traded well with the impartation they have received. I told you, there are a few challenges of a believer. The first one is inability to love the Lord genuinely. As you advance now, ask yourself, all these things you are doing, do you love the Lord sufficiently well? If everything in your life fails, will you still say the Lord is faithful? It's normal for a man that is receiving 1 million naira every day for him to say, Lord Jesus is faithful. Say, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Ministry is moving. Why? Because anything you ask is getting. But the day that you ask and nothing comes, will you still say the Lord is good? At that time, we will check whether your love for God is genuine or you are loving the Lord because of what you can get. Will you still say the Lord is faithful when that guy leaves you? Will you still say the Lord is faithful when you apply that admission and he refuses to give you? At that time, that is when they test how much more you are obedient to a spirit. Because at that time, God will see whether do you truly love him. Men like Job said, even though he slay me, yet will I praise him. When you say things like that, God will not only slay you, he will repair your slay. He will use the balm of Gilead to heal you. Then he will restore a sevenfold unto you. Many of you do not understand the reward system of God. God will deal with you first, heal you first, scatter everything you have. In fact, those your plans, he will edit them. When you edit them, they will look very bad. Then you will fail. When you fail, he will begin to lift you. And when you lift you up, you can never go down again. People that go up, God bring them down. But when you go down, God take you up, you can never go down again. And that is why we pray, so that we die to ourselves, so that everything that looks like our will go away. Because it's impossible for you to choose the will of God. Impossible. Except your will is dead. And the only way you can kill your will is not by saying I kill it. is by praying. Prayer will humble you. Jesus Christ went to the place of prayer. The Bible says he prayed to a point that blood was dripping out of him. He asked, is this your will of God? God, is it your will? Is it not God? Why is he asking? Because at that time he was wearing the nature of death. And the will upon him was that he wanted to choose another option of comfort. And God said, no, you must go through this thing. And he said, not my will, but your will. But do you know he was saying that in tears and pain? What makes you think that the will of God is easy for you? You too, you will cry. You too, you go through tears. Sometimes it will pain you. So the things I teach you today, I learn them in pain. I learn them in hunger. Sometimes I'm traveling, I'm always having accident on the road, and I'm still learning. There are times in pain, in sickness, in terrible situations. Sometimes I have to mix a lot of things just so that I can be able to learn the things I learn. And a lot of time I become enemy to all kinds of people because I did not conform to them. They want me to go here. I say, I'm not going. I want to remain inside. They don't know that at that time, a window is open unto me in the spirit to learn something. And because I deprive of that, maybe sometimes they got something in the flesh and I do not get it. Why? Because I remain with the Lord. But me, I will not get something that they may never get at all. There are things that money can never buy. It's the revelation and the wisdom of God. And but are you willing to remain inside to get all of these things? I'm trying to let you understand that your life will only make meaning if you dwell with the Lord. So beyond this normal program, normal prayer we do, when you go back, what do you do? Do you truly love the Lord? Do you truly fear the Lord? If you truly fear and love the Lord, you will see yourself do much more than what is done in the activity. I always say Christianity is not supposed to be an activity. No, it should be a lifestyle. What is your lifestyle? If God evaluates your lifestyle of living, are we just shouting prayer, posting about prayer, or are we truly really praying? And I told you, prayer don't just have to be only when you shout. No, you cannot shout like this for the next 50 hours. It's a lie. And that's why even when we are doing 50 hours prayer, sometimes we tell you, remain slow and steady. Slow. Maintain that tempo and let's just keep moving. Because prayer becomes anything when your heart is aligned. The Bible speaks about prayer. It said there are all kinds of prayer. There is supplication, there is intercession, there is thanksgiving, there is petition. There are all kinds of prayer. You can just be thanking the Lord. You can just be supplicating. You can just be meditating. It's also prayer. But do you not engage that? The challenge is not the shouting. The challenge is the remaining. Can you tarry? Can you remain? Because until you remain, the Lord cannot breathe upon you. The only thing that will make God to brood upon you, when we talk about brooding, moving around you, overshadowing you, is like a wind, like a cloud around you. That can never happen in 2 days. No, sometimes you have to remain beyond that. How many of you can off your phone for 2 hours? How many of you can be offline for the next 5 hours? How many of you can decide not to talk to human beings for 12 hours? Some of you talk to human beings every day, 24 hours. In fact, in a 2 minutes, if you don't talk to somebody, you feel lonely. You don't know that you can interact with spirit. And when spirit come close to you, when they see you with human beings, they withdraw their presence. When you are alone, they now come. That is why any spirit that will make you masturbate wants you when you are alone. Any spirit that wants you to watch pornography wants you when you are alone. The same way the Holy Ghost will only come to you when you are alone. If you see him talk to you when people are there, it's an invitation to the inner chamber. It's so that you can lift people and go into the inner place. He will only come when you are alone. When you are alone, he will come. And only men that learn how to dwell in the secret place can never be able to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I show you the secret of great men is their ability to dwell in the secret place. This is where great men are made. They may never be approved by anybody, but you cannot deny the excellency of the strength and the wisdom of God in keeping to their life. I need you to understand that no man upon the face of the earth will clap for you for rising. It's a lie. There is no man that is willing for you to rise. If the Lord tell you to be the governor of Nasarawa State tomorrow, and you go and tell the governor, Engineer A. Sule, that the Lord told me I will be the governor of Nasarawa State. Even if you tell him Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, appeared to you and told you that you will be the governor of Nasarawa State, that he should live for you, he will tell you no. He will say, God punish you, the Muhammad. Why? Because naturally, men want to remain in power and control. But God will only make a man rise when he leaves the man. But how can God do that until you remain with him? Before God can propel you to rise. So you must understand that in this life, it will be almost impossible for men to just come and lift you like that. It will be very hard. Many more times they look for what they will get. What is their own catch? So there is an easier way to rise is to force your way to the top. And how do you do that? Is to ensure that you dwell with the Lord sufficiently well. He gives you enough energy like the eagle. Then you begin to mount up. When you begin to mount up, you don't need the help of anybody. Do you realize that? Oh, don't you know that plane does not need anybody help to mount up? No. Eagle does not need anybody help. All what he needs is to generate enough capacity. Then he begin to go. When the storm comes, he navigate the storm to take advantage. So you must understand that in this journey in Christianity, there's a limit to which men can do for you. There's a limit to which anybody can do for you. Jesus Christ trained apostles. One among them want to kill him. One among them want to sell him. No matter how we try to do, there will still be somebody that we feel we are not too qualified enough to equip him. The same way in the body of Christ, there are men and women that believe they are not too qualified to be called, as though they are the ones that are the umpire of the call. When God intended to encounter Paul, he didn't consult Peter. Why? Because Peter is inconsequential. In the agenda of God, when God wants to reach out to a man, he doesn't require another man. He may approve of him through a man. But you see, let me tell you, if the man... Oh. When God wanted to encounter Peter, he went to Ananias. When God wanted to invite Paul, he went to Ananias. Ananias did not even know that it was his answer prayer that was the harvest of Saul. Because Ananias began to educate God. Do you know how wicked this guy is? He's not qualified to be called. Don't even anoint him a deacon. Let him be like that. Ananias did not know that if Paul is not called, Paul will become a terror to the church. Your prayer is that God should encounter the Boko Haram and change them. If that happens, you will rest. Christianity will advance even beyond you doing anything. But if you do not pray, as long as they remain alive and you don't allow them to enter into the church, they will do more terror than darkness. Imagine if Paul was not encountered by God and Paul was not called. Paul would have even killed Peter himself. I need you to understand that the way the Christianity works is how much more God decided to select men and to use them. And sometimes God may not consult you because you may not believe that those men are qualified. And God is not the one that decide that you qualify them. He is the one that qualified them himself. And that's why people can go through Bible schools and still end up becoming blobbers. People can go through Bible schools and still end up become thieves. People can still go through Bible schools and still end up become bankers. Why? It's simply because it's God that does this thing. It's not men. And anyone that choose to actually remain in the secret place, God make him. And when we decide together and we intercede on behalf of an unbeliever, God can convert him and make him an apostle. But can you be willing to stay and intercede for that long? No. Those days in school, I can take 1 week and just be praying for one guy and say, as bad as this guy is, my desire to see him come to Christ. I can look at a lady and take her name and write it and keep praying for her without even anybody knowing. One day she will not encounter the Lord. She will not come and tell her she has encountered. So we have been praying for you since the Lord has already passed by it already upon you. Many of you can never remain. You must learn the culture of remaining and praying. What I'm trying to let you understand is because there is a great need for us to pray. Don't assume that there is too many people praying. It's a lie. There are too many preachers. Go to an average church. Even if we are supposed to balance preaching and teaching, check it very well. You will discover there is more teaching and preaching than there is more prayer. So anytime you have the privilege to pray, pray more. When we are teaching, you open your heart to learn. Many of you, all this I'm saying is still falling upon deaf ears. That is a challenge. When we come to prayer, you will still exercise any level of weakness. We come to teaching, another level of weakness. If you are not desirous and passionate and zealous and enthusiastic about this thing, you may never advance. We didn't come to this level by just being casual like this. We took this thing very serious, and that's where we are. I need to understand that God will change your life. Well, are you willing? When you have 3 days for work, you stay inside watching movie for 2 days. For the past 3 days, I've not left my house. I've been inside. If not because of you, I wouldn't have come here. For the past 3 days, what am I doing? I'm just writing. As I state, the Lord is just putting upon me. I'm just writing, I'm writing, I'm writing. Why? There are still many things to be communicated in the body of Christ. I need to know that the reason why you see that there is no full transformation in the body of Christ is because that God is still looking for your own pattern, your own quota to be contributed. There are people that may never listen to Edepo. There are people that may never listen to E Adeboye. There are people that as anointed as he is today, he has come and look, say where they are. They are still drunkard and smoker. So God needs another dimension from you to change those people. But can you remain inside for God to incubate that so that he can be able to change them? Have you seen people that met you and say, if not because of you, they will never believe God again? Why didn't they say, if not because of Edepo? Because as anointed as he is, they don't even care he exists. But because of the little dimension of God you have, it was evident enough for you to point them to Jesus Christ. I need to understand that God is serious about your life, but are you serious? Are you serious? Don't just remain casual like that. In the way of God, it's a reward system. I told you, it will not come now. But when it begins to come, you can never stop it. You can never stop it. When God begins to reward you, it happens like magic. It happens like charm. You may try to be humble. It's good. But let me tell you the truth. The humility that comes with this thing, it takes very hard time for you to be humble. Because sometimes when God begins to bless you, it's too evident. I'm telling you. It's just like a woman that God has given her a child and she's trying to hide the child inside. As the child grow, one day the child will come out. No matter how you do, it's like pregnancy, it will show one day. Be pregnant, nobody will know. 1 month, 2 months, I think 2 months later, you start beginning to notice. 3 months, 4 months, you will know that something has happened. And that you are pregnant was because there was an impactation. And it's because there was no miscarriage. So you must understand that if your life has not been advanced, it's because there's miscarriage and abortion unnecessarily going on. And the reason why those things are going on is because spirit are manipulating your life to ensure that results are not produced. So when we tell you to study, study well. When we tell you to pray, pray well. When we engage all the systems you know spiritually that can make a believer grow. Don't just say, we talk about prayer, you criticize it. You talk about studying, you criticize it. Everything you talk, you criticize it. And your life has remained the way it is. Your life is never a template that will point somebody to Christ. Nobody has ever come and desired to be like you. Nobody has ever come to tell you that you have inspired me. No. You know there's a challenge. It's a challenge. So you must take your life very serious. Ask the Lord to anoint you with fresh oil so that your life can be relevant. And ask the Lord for the grace to remain consistently praying and studying, fasting and giving, and obeying the Lord at all costs. Can we rise on our feet again and pray again in 1 minute? And ask the Lord and say, oh God, make my life relevant in you. No matter what it is, that I will not become a vagabond in this time. There are a lot of vagabonds. I'm telling the truth. There are a lot of men and women that are strangers. Strangers. Ask the Lord to help you. Beyond my emotions, I wanna worship you intentional. 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 You have to be intentional about your worship, intentional about your prayer, intentional about your study. You must be intentional. Never take anything casual with God. Never, never. Never take anything casual. Be serious about it because your life depends upon it. Baba lai na kwa balata ba kwa da ba baladia. Baba lai ba kwa balada ba banda ba ska baladia kwa. Aja ba ba lai kwa ba balada ba kwa na mbaria la ba ska. Baba lai kwa baba lai kwa baba lai kwa baba lai kwa. Baba la baba la baba la kwa ga baba la da baba kwa na babaria la baba. Aja ba lai ba kwa na baba la da ba kwa na mbaria la baba. Bye 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 bye. Baba la baba na baba la baba la baba na baba la dia. Bye kwa beta na kwa na ba. Baba la kwa na ba mbaria la baba ska. Era bye de, era bye de. Era bye de, era bye de. Baba bala baba la baba la baba la baba. Baba laiba, baba laiba, baba laiba. Baba bala baba la baba la baba la baba. Baba la baba la baba la baba la baba la baba. Manta kabaka, manta bakwa bakata. Ada baba la kwanda baba. Eskabala, eskabala dia. Baba bala kwanda baba dia la baba. Baba baba landa baba la kwaske. Badia la kwaske. Badia la kwaske. Bamba la kwaske. Beyond my emotions, I wanna worship you intentional. 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 Baba lai, baba lai, baba lai. Baba la baba la baba kwanda baba lia. Baba bye, baba bye bye. Baba la baba na baba ska baba la dia. Epa so God. Epa so God. Epa so God. Epa so God. Baba la baba la baba la baba.